Kilkenny, one of Ireland's most important medieval centres, founded close to the site of St Canice's Cathedral, which can be traced back to the 6th century. But now heritage groups and locals who live near the cathedral have pitched themselves against the county council over the demolition of three townhouses and the construction of a new road, which they say will damage Kilkenny's reputation as a medieval city. Our reporter Justin McCarthy visited Kilkenny and spoke to those involved.
Kilkenny is a city rich in medieval architecture, dominated by Kilkenny Castle and St Canice's Cathedral. And it's here in the cathedral's shadow that a new road is to be built. It's called the Central Access Scheme. The local authority says it's needed to take pressure off two historic bridges crossing the River Nore and to bring traffic into the city centre. But some local residents and campaigners believe it will destroy the medieval character of Kilkenny.
Malcolm Noonan, I'm elected member of Kilkenny County Council and Green Party Environment Spokesperson. The city, its economy thrives on the fact that of our heritage tourism. We've done study after study on that, and it's the heritage aspects that people come back for. And to put a road like this through a city as historic as Kilkenny is completely at odds with that, the policy of trying to protect heritage.
My name is Jenny Murphy. I'm a resident down in Irishtown, which is a small kind of a little village. My concern is that it'll ruin the character of the little village down there. It's a very cosy little town. You can walk out your front door and do your shopping, go to the post office, go to the bank, get your vegetables, go to the fish shop. You can do everything you need in that little space. It's very cosy. It's a tight community. People look after each other down there. And this scheme is going to drive a big road right through the middle of it. That'll just sever the little village entirely.
If the road is to be built, it will require the demolition of three houses on Vickers Street. One of the houses is listed on the Inventory of Architectural Heritage.
I'm Declan Murphy and I'm chair of Ontashka Local Association in Kilkenny. We have here what looks like a terrace of three houses, and in fact, underneath the plaster, we believe that there is substantial medieval fabric. If that is the case, then that would mean that these houses should be national monuments, since they're in public ownership, and that in turn would convey a much higher degree of protection to these buildings. These houses are going to be demolished to make way for the road. Of course, the moment that the houses are demolished, that's the end of the evidence as to whether they have medieval fabric or not.
But over at County Hall, Kilkenny's County Manager Joe Crockett rejects claims that the houses to be demolished are historically significant.
There are three houses on Vicar Street that were extensively refurbished in the 1950s and modernised over time. They are of no architectural value, no archaeological value. They're not listed buildings. They're not of heritage value.
They are, though, listed in the, or one of them at least, is listed on the National Inventory of Architectural Heritage. It wouldn't be listed there, would it, unless it was historically significant?
Well, all of Kilkenny city centre is important. And in the case of this particular house that you talk about, it's in considerable disrepair. And indeed, the National Inventory refers to it as being in, it says, what it actually says is that the house has fallen into considerable disrepair following a prolonged period of disuse.
The local authority says the new central access scheme will help to ensure that Kilkenny city centre remains commercially viable.
There can't be development in the city centre if the road, if the bridge infrastructure isn't more developed. So if there's not to be another bridge, then we will have to develop on the outskirts. So therefore, for us, this is about city centre and city centre expansion consolidation.
But back on the streets around St Canice's Cathedral, those opposed to this project say they will continue to fight against it and, if necessary, will take their battle with the council to court.
And that report was by Justin McCarthy.